The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today, we're going to be starting out with Carolina Theater. That's on West Morgan Street in Durham. The number there is 919-560-3030. And all programs start at 8 p.m., unless noted. Alrighty, on Friday, February 9th, it's Eddie Izzard, his Believe Me tour. Izzard's first book, Believe Me, was released last summer. Writing with the same candor and insight evident in his comedy, he reflects on a childhood marked by the loss of his mother, boarding school, and alternative sexuality, as well as a life in comedy, films, politics, running, and philanthropy. Honest and generous, Izzard's Believe Me is an inspired account of a very singular life thus far. Tickets are $45, $65, and $75. Saturday, February 10th, it's Arlo Guthrie. Folk music icon is a legendary artist who shares timeless stories and unforgettable classic songs as he carries on the Guthrie family legacy. Tickets range from $39.50 to $75. Monday, February 12th, it's Marillion. You may not have heard of them, but either directly or indirectly, however, you have almost certainly felt the influence of one of the UK's music scene's best-kept secrets. As far back as the late 90s, Marillion's fans sponsored an entire U.S. tour, responding to an appeal posted on the fledgling Internet, donating $60,000. Tickets range from $40 to $65. Tuesday, February 13, it's the Langston Hughes Project. Ask Your Mama, 12 Moods for Jazz. This is a multimedia concert performance of Langston Hughes' kaleidoscopic jazz poem suite, which features Malcolm Jamal Warner and the Ron McCourty Quartet. Tickets are $31.50 and $41.50. Then on Thursday, February 15th, the Earls of Leicester. The Earls of Leicester have discovered a kind of magic that, when harnessed, allows moments once relegated to memories roar back to life. Old sounds rattle loose chains of space and time that have kept us from forgotten joys and who we once were. Suddenly, as we listen to and watch the Earls pick, saw, and croon, instead of contemplating once upon a time, we are living it. Tickets, $35 and $45. What else is coming up at the Carolina Theater? Friday, February 16th, an acoustic evening with Trey Anastasio. Sometimes it's tempting to reflect on the road not taken, but while most of us regard a fork in the road as an either-or proposition, left or right, Anastasio instead sees a convergence of opportunities. Travelers, his new solo album, marks the coalescence of the many roads Trey has taken in his remarkable career. Concert starts at 7:30 and tickets are $69.50 and $79.50. Saturday, February 17th, it's the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella. This is the South Quarterfinal. Tickets are $28.88. And performances start at 7. Thursday, February 22nd, it is Tape Face. Tickets, $35. Wednesday, February 28th, Dance Theater of Harlem. Tickets, $37.48 to $83.16. Thursday, March 1st, Michael Jr., tickets 25 and 45. The Michael Jr. is a comedian and former teacher. And as you might expect, his comedy is related to teachers. Sunday, March 4th, Gregory Porter. He's been sold out houses at Duke Performances twice in recent years, moving into ever grander venues as his fame grows. He won his first Grammy for 2013's Liquid Spirit, and 2017 brought him a second Grammy for Take Me to the Alley. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at PNC Arena. Sunday, February 11th, is the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, February 17th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, March 10 and 11, Monster Jam. Friday, March 16th, it's the 90s Block Party. Saturday, March 24th, it's the 2018 Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. And we've got a new one here coming up on Sunday, April 1st. Funny man Kevin Hart and his Irresponsible Tour. Also, I mentioned it last time, but we'll do it again on Tuesday, June 5th. It is Journey and Def Leppard. Durham Performing Arts Center, you probably know it as DPAC in Durham. You can get tickets at the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, here we go. Wednesday, February 7th, The Temptations and The Four Tops. Enough said. Everybody knows them and loves them and enjoys them. Friday, February 9th, an evening of entertainment. This is presented by the DPS Scholarship Foundation and the Durham Public Schools. This is the annual fundraiser and musical workshop put together by professionally choreographed music events featuring hundreds of amazingly talented Durham Public School students from across the district. Saturday and Sunday, February 10 and 11, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Two-time Grammy winner Jason Isbell and his mighty band, the 400 Unit, released their latest album, The Nashville Sound, this past summer, and it debuted at number one on the rock, folk, country, and independent charts, while reaching number four overall on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Wednesday, February 14th, Love to Laugh Comedy Tour. This concert features Arnez J, Country Wayne, Coco Brown, and Special K. This event is for mature audiences, so parental discretion is advised. Thursday, February 15th, it's illusionist Adam Trent. Saturday, February 17th, Diana Krall, Turn Up the Quiet Tour. Friday, February 23rd, and Saturday, February 24th, Rain. This is a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, February 25th, the 6th Annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. All ticket holders must be at least 21 and must bring a valid photo ID. February 28th through March 11th, The Phantom of the Opera. Thursday, March 15th, Jerry Seinfeld, two shows, 7 and 9:30. Of course, he's the guy behind the series Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee. Sunday, March 18th, Celtic Woman, Homecoming. Thursday, March 22nd, Max, Val, and PETA, Live on Tour, Confidential. These are some of the stars from the ABC's Dancing with the Stars. And then Friday, March 23rd, Patti LaBelle. Saturday, March 24th, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. One show fits all. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through February 18th. It's Romeo and Juliet, Carolina Ballet. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 9th, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters. This particular show is sold out, but you never know. Tickets may become available. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, February 9 and 10, Symphonic Stories, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Monday, February 12th, Freedom Train, Classic Productions for Students. This tells the story of Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. Two performances at May Mandy Concert Hall, 9:45 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, My Fair Lady in Concert, North Carolina Symphony Pops Series. Friday, there are three performances at May Mandy Concert Hall, Friday night at 8, then 3 and 8 o'clock on Saturday. Wednesday, February 21st, Postmodern Jukebox. Since Scott Bradley created Postmodern Jukebox in 2009, the project has amassed more than 740 million YouTube views and 2.7 million subscribers. Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 23rd, Blind Boy Paxton. This is a Pinecone-sponsored event. Paxton is a singer and multi-instrumentalist who transforms traditional jazz, blues, folk, and country music into the here and now, and he mesmerizes audiences with his humor and storytelling. He was one of 20 musicians featured in the PBS special American Epic Sessions. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, 7:30 on Friday, February 23rd. Also Friday, February 23rd, Thrillers. This is an evening with John Grisham and John Hart. Enjoy a candid conversation with two number one New York Times best-selling authors about the imagination and creativity of writing thrillers. This is hosted by D.G. Martin of UNCTV's North Carolina Book Watch. Hart was the first to win two consecutive Edgar Allan Poe Awards for Best Mystery Novel, Downriver, and The Last Child. Grisham's novels have been translated into 48 languages and sold more than 300 million copies. Now, there is a VIP admission ticket option to meet the authors. This is all at May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30 on Friday, February 23rd. Okay, Friday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 25th, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets in concert featuring the North Carolina Symphony. This is Memorial Auditorium. Performances at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and then 2 in the afternoon on Sunday. Saturday, February 24th, it's Dixie's Tupperware Party. Dixie Longate, the fast-talking Tupperware lady, packed up her catalogs, left her children in an Alabama trailer park, and took off Broadway, the UK, and Australia by storm. Join Dixie as she throws a good old-fashioned Tupperware party filled with outrageously funny tales, heartfelt accounts, free giveaways, audience participation, and the most fabulous assortment of Tupperware ever sold on a theater stage. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, 2 shows, 3 and 8 o'clock. Then, on Monday, February 26, Duke Energy Center, The Cat in the Hat. Of course, this is classic productions for students. From the moment his tall, red and white striped hat appears around the door, Sally and her brother know that the Cat in the Hat is the funniest, most mischievous cat they have ever met. With the trickiest of tricks and the craziest of ideas, He is certainly fun to play with, and he turns a rainy afternoon into an amazing adventure. But what will Mom find when she comes home? Approximately 1 hour in length, recommended for grades K through 4, performances at 9:45 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. Let's take a look at Carolina Performing Arts. This is at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall in Less Noted. Tuesday, February 13th, Attica Quartet. It's not Attica. That's the prison up in New York. Atoka. I don't know why. But anyway, Meeser Auditorium at 7:30. Thursday, February 15th, Ambrose Akinmusir Quartet. Concert starts at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Now, this outfit was founded in 1891 and lauded as one of the greatest orchestras of all time. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra dedicates its life to musical excellence, collaborating with the best conductors and guest artists in international music. Concerts start at 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, February 18th, Katinka Klajan on cello. Klajan defies today's traditional definition of a cellist, transitioning dexterously through classical, contemporary, experimental, folk, freelance, and progressive rock music. A member of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the International Contemporary Ensemble, her innovative projects include Daniel DeHaan's Intelligence in the Human Machine, in which she performs a duet with her own brainwaves. Ooh! Visitor Auditorium at 7:30. Thursday, February 22nd, Gob Squad. Using text, video archive, and soundtrack, this playful performance and lecture on authenticity, truth, fiction, and collective identity unfolds as a moving meditation on the nature of self. Current Arts Place Plus Studio at 7:30. Tuesday, March 6, Cloud Gate Dance Theater of Taiwan. Off the coast of 16th century China, Portuguese sailors saw a great verdant mass rising from the sea. Anointing the future Taiwan, they exclaimed, Formosa, beautiful, born from land and love. Formosa is a work of abstract beauty in which only the universal remains. Show is at 7:30. Tuesday, March 20th, Academy of State St. Martin in the Fields. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is one of the world's most important chamber orchestras, renowned for fresh, brilliant interpretations of favorite classical works. Thursday, March 22nd, Carolina Performing Arts, Abigail Washburn and Wu Fei. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, clawhammer banjo player Abigail Washburn creates inventive cross-cultural takes on folk and old-time music. Fluent in Mandarin, armed with profound connections to communities across the Pacific, she returns to Chapel Hill with Beijing-born prodigy, vocalist, composer Wu Fei. This enchanting duo is a musical resolution to specific and differing issues about home. 7:30 performance. Friday, March 23rd, it's the Del McCoury Band. The late Woody Guthrie is one of America's favorite songwriters. Bluegrass icon Del McCoury was dubbed a national treasure by the Washington Post. Though Woody's career concluded before Del's began, The two teamed up across time as Dell set Woody's handwritten lyrics to music. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, March 25th, it's Lawrence Brownlee, tenor. This is at Moser Auditorium at 7:30. Moving on to Duke performances, the phone number is 919-660-3356. The box office, 919-684-4444. And all shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, February 8th, it's MERS and Ninth Wonder. The rapper MERS and the producer Ninth Wonder were raised on different coasts. MERS is a product of South Central Los Angeles. Ninth Wonder, of course, is a North Carolina native and Durham icon, thanks to his tenure in the groundbreaking trio Little Brother and his stints teaching hip-hop classes at North Carolina Central and Duke. This is at Motorco Music Hall on Thursday, February 8th. Saturday and Sunday, February 10th and 11th, it's Jennifer Coe. Shared Madness, new work for solo violin. Shared Madness began with an immense debt. For 8 years, the violinist Jennifer Coe, a prodigious builder of musical bridges, according to the L.A. Times, struggled to pay off the loan she had taken for her instrument. At one point, she even considered declaring bankruptcy. Performances at Vonderhaden Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center. Saturday, February 17th, it is Smetana Trio. It may be impossible to be any more ingrained in the proud Czech musical lineage than the Smetana Trio. Founded in 1934, the trio borrows its name from Bedřich Smetana, the 19th century composer whose operas and short symphonic works characterized and inspired the country's quest for independence. This concert is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday through Sunday, February 21st through the 25th, Bedlam's Hamlet and St. Joan. When New York actors Eric Tucker and Andrus Nichols chose the name Bedlam for their upstart theater company in 2012, they no doubt intended it to convey the energy and audacity of their mission. Using minimal staging and bare spaces, Bedlam sought to recreate canonical classics with postmodern zeal. Vonderhaden Studio Theater at Rubenstein Arts Center. There is an issue regarding the Friday night performance. Call the box office at 919-684-4444 for details. Saturday and Sunday, February 24 and 25, Shai Wozner, Schubert's Last Sonatas. This is both performances are at Nelson Music Room and are sold out, but of course there may be cancellations. Moving on to Arts NC State, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall is 919-515-1100. Friday, February 9th, Urban Bush Women, Hair and Other Stories. Since Urban Bush Women burst onto the dance scene in 1984, the company has made an indelible mark on the field and beyond with bold, innovative, and demanding works that challenge long-held assumptions about the power of dance. Their latest work, Hair and Other Stories, is a striking dance theater work which highlights the beauty and strength of the human spirit. Sunday, February 18th, piano studio recital, Tchaikovsky's The Seasons. February 21st through the 25th, Hairspray, the Broadway musical. And, of course, this is about Tracy Turnblad and wanted to be on the Corny Collins show. Saturday, February 24th, it is Somi. The Quintessential Artist Citizen of the World. That's from NPR. Born in Illinois, the daughter of immigrants from Uganda and Rwanda, Somaya has worked for the last decade carving out a career as a renowned jazz vocalist, songwriter, and activist. Performances are set for 5 and 8 o'clock at Thompson Hall's Titmus Theater. Sunday, March 11th, Dragons Love Tacos. This is part of the Kid Stuff series. Dragons love all sorts of tacos except spicy ones. When a boy throws his new dragon friends a spicy salsa taco party, red-hot trouble ensues. In their newest musical review, TheaterWorks USA rocks out with a rollicking interpretation of Dragons Love Tacos and four other beloved children's books, Interrupting Chicken, The Dot, Mercy Watson Goes for a Ride, Cowgirl Kate, and Coco School Days. This is at 3 p.m. Thursday and Friday, March 22nd and 23rd, the Panoramic Dance Project Concert. This year, the concert will feature a diverse range of dance styles, including Afro-Cuban, Latin, hip-hop, modern, and tap. Thursday, March 15th, indie classical quartet Ethel joins forces with three-time Grammy Award-winning Pueblo musician and Native American instrument maker Robert Mirabal to present The River, an evening of new music inspired by water and its essential role in life on Earth. Raleigh Little Theater, the box office number is 919-821-3111. Just a couple of shows to highlight. February 9th through the 25th, it's Little Shop of Horrors. Of course, the musical comedy. March 16th through April 1st, Beanstalk the Musical at Sutton Theater. April 13th through the 22nd, it's Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. This is at Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater. And then from June 8th through the 24th, it's Don't Dress for Dinner. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That is 919-832-5138. So long until next time.